Welcome back, you guys. I'm the host of Real Talk with KW Podcast, and this is where real talk comes to life. This afternoon, we are going to be talking about the importance of time management. So I have 3 points for you guys. I have a lot of information. Hopefully, I can get through all of it because y'all know my episodes are no longer than 15 to 30 minutes. I don't be trying to, you know, annoy y'all, but anyways, so I'm going to touch on 3 points and then this episode will be yours. So the first point is, what is time management? The second one is, what is time? Why is time management important? And the basics of time management. So time management is planning available time and controlling the amount of time you spend on a specific task. Time management can be a little easier for some people more than others. Everyone has to develop habits to improve their time management skills. I'm definitely a living example of sometimes struggling with time management because, you know, I don't like to write things on my calendar at times. Sometimes I don't feel like putting things in my phone, and sometimes I don't use my planner, but I'm getting better at it. But I feel like it all depends on the person. You know, honestly, what I will say is that doing this podcast has helped me to be more organized as far as like keeping up with these appointment times, because when I started to have guests on my episodes, what I did was start writing them down in my planners, the specific time, the day, what the person's name was, and what we was going to be discussing. So yeah, that definitely did help me out. And if you're struggling with the same thing, like I said, you're not by yourself, because sometimes I still struggle with it. And if you are trying to improve, well, if you already improved, I still feel like it's beneficial, because there are some areas of time management that everybody doesn't know about. So we're going to get to that. If we don't manage our time, our work and well-being can suffer. When struggling with time management, this is what can happen. Produce poor work ethics, missing deadlines, our stress levels can increase, our work balance can be ruined, our professional reputation can be harmed. So, produce poor work ethics is very important, because if we don't do that, we may lose our job, or if we don't lose our job, we'll make like a lot of mistakes, and we may get a warning. If that doesn't happen, we'll get a write-up. So there are a lot of things that can happen to us if we're not doing work properly. Missing deadlines is very important. We don't want to miss deadlines. So if we pay attention to the assignment, if we complete the assignment, if we take our time to figure out what exactly needs to be done with that specific assignment, you know, we won't have to worry about missing. Our stress levels can increase. It's very important that our stress levels don't increase, because when our stress levels increase, it's hard for us to focus in all areas of life, not just work, not just school. You definitely don't want to be not focused, because not only will you notice it, but other people can notice it too. So yeah, our work-life balance can be ruined. That's one thing that we don't want to happen, because if this is not something that we do on a regular, like struggle with, you know, doing work properly, then it could be like a little embarrassing. I'm not even gonna lie, to be off balance. But like I said, everybody makes mistakes. But like I said, when you have a boss that's like, that's always on you, and it's almost like they want stuff to be perfection, it can put a lot of pressure on you. And so I can understand if you guys have been in a situation. I definitely have been in a situation before. So we're on to, why is time management important? So time management helps a person to control their workday without comparing their work balance. Improve your performance. When a person learns to block time out of their day for important tasks, it will be easier for them to figure out a plan for how to accomplish something and how to go about that task. Very important. When we break down the tasks that we are gonna do, it's very important that we it's very important that we block out all distractions, because if we keep those distractions in our mind, we're not going to be able to complete the task the way we need to complete them. The next one, when we have a schedule, we are going to try to figure out which tasks we're going to spend less time on. We may even procrastinate because we can be indecisive. And I'm a living example of being very indecisive, because sometimes I just don't know, like, what decision to make. Like, well, not even what decision, more of how to make the decision. But, you know, sometimes I feel like all of us, you know, don't know what decision to make when it comes to a particular thing. But, yeah, sometimes I could be very indecisive, and sometimes I can procrastinate on projects that I'm not supposed to be procrastinating on. Now, if it's something that I came up with, I feel like that is appropriate, I guess, to procrastinate. But when it's something that's due, I don't think I need to be doing it, but, you know, sometimes I do it. Moving on. When we manage our time, it can help us to focus on more important tasks and less distractions. Deliver work on time. Properly managing time is putting a list of tasks together, breaking them down into times that will work for you. We can use time management to help us keep track of how long we have to complete a specific task. If we schedule our tasks correctly, we'll be able to hit deadlines on time. Boost your confidence. This is very important, guys, because if you're doing well in, like, a lot of areas in your life, it can really help you to feel confident and more comfortable in your own skin and, you know, doing things on your own and things like that. So just pay attention to this information. When you manage your time properly and meet your deadlines, you'll feel a sense of accomplishment and confidence in what you have the ability to do, which is what I just said. But just in other words, finishing your daily to-do list finishing your daily to-do list can help a person to want to improve in management or any other skills. Excuse me, y'all, for making that pause, because sometimes I just cannot read my handwriting because I'll be writing, like, really fast. The basics of time management is our last point, and then I have a couple points within the basics of time management, and then this episode is yours. But from what I see, this episode will not be as long as I thought it would be. But I have more coming, so don't worry, y'all. So when you improve your time management skills, you'll be less stressed and it can make you more productive. Save your most challenging tasks for when you have more energy. Very important, because when we have more energy, it's easier for us to complete tasks that may take longer, or it may take more time to think about things like that, because if you don't have it in you, most times you ain't gonna want to do it anyway, or you may not finish it up, and we don't want to not finish deadlines or anything that we supposed to be doing. When you're more productive, you will be aware in the morning. Okay, so the next 2 points and the last 2 points talks about productive tasks and eliminate distractions. So prioritize tasks, my bad. Look over every project to figure out which one is more important. The tasks that are not as important should be left for later. Eliminate distractions. Social media, smartphones, and disruptive coworkers can distract you. If you find that certain distractions are too tempting, lock it away for the day. All right, you guys. I know I had a lot of information, you know, and all of that good stuff, but this podcast was shorter, and I wish it was longer, but I feel like y'all got enough information on the importance of time management. I learned a lot. Hopefully you guys learned a lot. because that was the reason for me to record this episode. But if not, you guys can let me know, because, you know, I want your feedback. I don't want y'all to just be listening and then I don't know if y'all, you know, actually like what I be talking about. If I'm talking about something that's boring, I need to know. If you enjoyed my episode, I need to know. I want you to leave your feedback. If you want to talk about a specific topic, I need to know that, whether it's a topic I already talked about or not. I have no problem with talking about it again, because like I said, it could be some information that I missed that I didn't mention the last time that I mentioned this time. So that's very important. I don't mind repeating it. So please don't hold back. Even if your feedback is bad, I still want to hear your feedback, because it'll help me to do better. If your feedback is good, I want to hear that too. Also, if you would like to support this podcast, you can do so in the link in the description. If you scroll down. If not, you know, then that's okay too, but I'm just letting y'all know. So I'm going to leave my social medias, and then this episode is going to be yours. So my Instagram is callmekays, 3 underscores or 2 is callmekays, 3 underscores or 2. My podcast Instagram is KW Podcast, KWPODCAST. And my Snapchat is Kayla Lovable, KayLaLovable. And my Facebook is Kayla Whitfield, KaylaWhitfield. That is the end of this episode this afternoon. I love you guys so much, and I hope all is well. Enjoy your weekend. Until we meet again. Bye.